Paddy, well, used to preparing for county finals, and I guess you've seen both sides of them in terms of, you know, really brilliant wins and really crushing defeats as well. I guess you focus on the positives going into a county final like Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. I suppose three finals, or this is our third final now, and two losses, and going back then before that we would have won four in a row, and you know, going into three defeats now, it would be something that you wouldn't want to go going forward. You nearly balance yourself out with wins and losses. So hopefully now this third time lucky, we'll be ready and get the formers we need on the day.
Were you involved in all four in the four in a row you were?
I was sub in 2008, and then the last three I played the three in a row finals.
Right. I mean, since 2008, you probably have gone into every championship as if not the favourites, one of the favourites. This year a little bit different. You were kind of a little bit under the radar, and you've had to do it the hard way.
Yeah, I suppose at the start of the year we're just taking game by game, and we weren't in the run at all for the FINA Cup, and we weren't favourites at all. I think we were one of the four top teams to be in the run for the contention for the FINA Cup. But I think as the games went on this year, we've got grown in confidence and got the performances up, and now we're in a final, so we can't look by that.
And you've knocked certainly two of them four out along the way as well.
Yeah, it's when we go in the groups, we're decided early on the year. We probably got the easier group
on paper.
Paper, yeah. But you'll always get a shock on the way. But we came through tough teams, Ahawil, and probably one of the favourites, Ballinamore, one of the favourites as well. Would have been one of the favourites to get the senior title. But yeah, we've got through them, and now it's a bigger task on our hands with Mohill.
You seem to have upped to the level two since the group stages. Are you peaking at the right time, do you think?
I think so, yeah. After the Borna Cooley game, we, you know, a defeat like that probably spurred us on. I think it was a kick in the teeth for us. And then we got a tough draw against Aughwillan, and we got a replay against them, and I think we've grinded out the results, especially against Aughwillan, them games that stand to us. Then we got Ballinamore, who were favourites going into that game. And I think we put in a serious performance, and our intensity in that game was unreal. So hopefully if we get to bring that now to Park Sean on Sunday week, we'll be thereabouts for Mohill.
That's what it'll take too, isn't it? Because that's a good Mohill team.
Yeah, Mohill, just looking through them this year as well, they're running fast. They've runners everywhere all around the pitch. They bring ferocious work rate intensity. I think all the players have played county from underage up to senior, so they've all tasted a bit of county football, so that'll stand to them on the day, and it'll take a huge effort from every individual of our lads.
The last two county finals, I guess, were low scoring affairs, and well, obviously there was a replay against Mohill in 2015, but you know, they tend to be low scoring matches. I guess, you know, you put that down to whatever nerves or the occasion, or you know, the significance of what's on offer.
Yeah, I suppose on the day there's always the sense of nerves, especially when lads haven't played, but I think all our lads have tasted a bit of, you know, county final day, so hopefully, you know, we won't hold back this year and go for it. I think our scoring rate the last few games have been high. You know, we've got a good few goals, so the day of a final, always, you know, there's been nerves there whether to go for it or not, or hold back and defend. But I think we'll just go all out this year, and we won't hold back and drive and keep driving, and hopefully we have a clinic up front and get the scores we need to get over the line.
Certainly hope for a better start than last year anyway.
That's for sure, yeah. I suppose that's on our guard now the last few games. We'll be aware of that, you know. I think our defence have tightened up a lot more, and you'll always be aware of any trick in the book from the other lads.
Well, you could see even in the semi-final against Ballinamore, when you did go ahead and you got the couple of goals in the first half, and that, you know, it is hard for a team to chase that down, and that was ultimately what really happened to you last year too.
Yeah, as the old cliche says, goals win games, and I think that happened against Ballinamore. You know, we got probably two great goals, and it was one lucky goal, and you know, I think a goal will decide this game on Sunday too, so I think both teams will be defending hard too. But you know, if there's a goal chance there, I just say to the lads, take it.
Took one yourself last day?
I got one myself, yeah. I don't get too many, so I'll take that one.
It was a great game to win though, that Ballinamore game, because you know, people questioned whether the Ahawillan matches, the two of them, would have taken it out of you, but you managed to find another level, get in front, and then manage the game from there on in.
Yeah, I was just saying to Aidan, I think Aidan was telling us it was 8 games in 9 weeks, you know. I think I didn't feel tired. I think it helped us more than anything, the games, the game after game, you know. So you go to the training on Sunday morning, it's just going to be as tough. So, you know, I think the games have helped us going forward. It has given other chance boys on the bench too to come on, and, you know, we've got a few, Conor Dolan back from America there. So it has given him a chance to get back into match fitness, and I think it has helped us the game after game.
Just very finally, having begun here and, you know, being out and being able to train on it and play matches on it this year, I guess that's given everyone a lift around here.
Yeah, it was a great great feeling now when we played our first game on it. It's a great lift to the club. Everyone is excited about it. You know, the young people coming up here love coming out here and playing. And it's a great drive for the club going forward. And hopefully now we'll bring something special home on Sunday to the whole club and give a lift to the town and the new pitch out the way.